In 1972, the famous Memphis soul label Stax Records created a gospel music subsidiary named The Gospel Truth. Over the next 3 years, the new label would release dozens of singles and albums that combined gospel-inspired songwriting with Stax's penchant for cutting-edge R&B. A new anthology, The Gospel Truth, The Complete Singles Collection, revisits its brief but memorable moment in gospel soul history. Oliver Wong has our review.
The 1970s were a golden era for gospel soul crossovers, especially with Aretha Franklin selling over 2 million units of her 1972 album, Amazing Grace. Yeah, you got a friend in Jesus. You got a friend. You got a friend. You got a friend in Jesus. Yes, you do. You got a friend. Stax Records was paying attention. It had actually tried to launch a spin-off gospel label in the mid-60s with the very short-lived Chalice Records. By the early 70s, the label was eager to try again, this time with The Gospel Truth, one of the most ambitious attempts by a major soul label to develop a devotional music roster. It recruited talented gospel artists and held them to a standard of production consistent with Stax's reputation. One of its best-known acts was led by Detroit's Reverend Rance Allen, who just passed away at the end of last month. It was just my salvation. Oh, yes, it was. Burning inside of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just my salvation. Burning inside. The line between devotional and secular often became blurred. Take this 1973 single by accomplished singer-songwriter Josie Joe Armstead, I Got the Vibes. Her lyrics may have been inspired by Sunday morning service, but the groove sounds more like Saturday Night Fever. Ooh, I got the vibes. You're sending with your eyes. The label even expanded its conception of religious music beyond the Christian tradition by releasing a single by the folksy rock band Blue Aquarius, who are followers of the Indian guru Prem Rawat. Unfortunately, the spiritual uplift offered by The Gospel Truth couldn't survive its parent label's economic downturn. In 1972, the same year Stax launched its gospel subsidiary, it also struck what proved to be a disastrous deal with CBS Records. Just 3 years later, Stax had to declare bankruptcy and shutter all of its labels. So, the new Complete Singles Collection only gives us a glimpse of what might have been had the label survived longer. Still, the anthology does a marvelous job of at least showcasing The Gospel Truth's mission statement of carrying the message of today's gospel on the street. I'll keep my
baby warm. The album is called The Gospel Truth, The Complete Singles Collection. Our reviewer is Oliver Wong, a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and the co-host of the music interview podcast, Heat Rocks.